William Finn's best-known works are the popular musical called The 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee and a beautifully constructed show, Falsettos, which a few days ago began a Broadway revival produced by Lincoln Center. Between those two, he teamed up with James Lapine, who's Stephen Sondheim's major collaborator, to create A New Brain. It's the story of a young and totally blocked composer-lyricist named Gordon. Gordon writes, or would write more if he could, for a kids' TV program starring Mr. Bungie, a man who plays a frog. One day, when the show's producer is giving him a pep talk, Gordon falls flat on his face. He's rushed to a hospital and eventually diagnosed with arteriovenous malformation, snarled tangles of blood vessels that could cause his brain to hemorrhage. The musical is about how Gordon handles his condition and how everyone he knows handles him. Theater Horizon in Norristown is giving A New Brain a great go. But no matter how much they try, no one can overcome the show's muddy tone and syrupy songs.
Stories of living, stories of dying, and ways we can deal with our fears.
That was one of the city's versatile actors, Steve Pasek. And he's what I'm talking about when I say the cast works hard to make A New Brain work. They include Rachel Camp as Gordon's producer, Susan Riley Stevens as his mom, and Peter Carrier playing his boyfriend. Matthew Decker directs the show. He just won a local Barrymore for directing Stephen Sondheim's The Secret Garden at the Arden last year. William Finn wrote A New Brain in 1998 after grappling with the same condition that afflicts Gordon in this show. Was he too close to the material to sort it out theatrically? That's likely. It's unfair to expect a cast and creative team to do it for him. I suspect Theater Horizon comes as close as possible. A New Brain at Theater Horizon runs through November 6th. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.